Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
You know, I never felt like I belonged in those places in South Dakota or Southern Illinois where I grew up. Anyway, ending up in New York, it finally felt right. It just made sense.
From the Midwest to Austin, San Francisco to New York, Shawn Colvin has traveled most of this country and found her voice and place with each step. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The new CD from Shawn Colvin is called These Four Walls, and it's a welcome return for fans of the singer-songwriter who's made a career of taking the genre to new levels. Shawn's 1988 live album quickly put her on the map as an innovative writer with solid guitar chops. And while she's always held her own as a solo artist, she's never shied away from collaboration. One of Shawn's main musical partnerships is with producer John Leventhal. And when I welcome both of them to FUV to preview the new songs, Shawn took a look back at meeting John and another important influence in her music.
I remember specifically playing a Judy Sills song and him going, I know that. What is that? You know, and nobody knew who Judy Sills was. And then I had my own little really pitiful version of what did I do, John? And he was like, oh my God, you're playing Hazy Joy. You know, silly stuff like that. And then he played some Ry Cooder thing. You know, it's not like we had these crazy eclectic tastes, but somehow his favorite songs were also my favorite songs. And
we were both learning at the same time, which was good. So we learned a lot of stuff together.
And he had a band that was very hip. And I wanted to oust the singer, which I pretty much did. But the irony is knowing him, you know, 25 years later, and working with him 25 years later. It's not ironic so much as it's just very cool.
I'm a bell up now on a busy day, and I'm starting at sunrise. And the color of dawn from this plane that I'm on is the day breaking in your eyes. I'm a still life now on a tabletop. I'm a case study in French blue, and it's clear to me now that the whole of my life I've been making my way to you, and I know where you live, and I know who you are, so don't get too close, and don't go too far.
Last time I guess you performed in New York was at Carnegie Hall at the Joni Mitchell tribute show.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Mm. Was that a fun night for you? Because it sure was fun for all of us who were
there.
Was it? Yeah. Did you ever meet Joni or hang with her?
I did. I did my second record with Larry Klein, and they were still married at the time. It was 1991 or so. And they had a studio called The Kiva in Bel Air, and that's where we made the record. So I saw her every damn day for a while there, which is my dream come true. It took me a little while to kind of get over that fact. I mean, I think I'm her biggest fan. I really do. And somebody asked me yesterday, a guy that was doing an interview with me said, did you ask her about the tunings? And you know, I asked her stupid stuff about her album covers, you know, and like trivia that would come to me and I'd ask her. I realize now I probably really wasted some time. But she was great fun.
Degrees reaching forever. So you take all the things that you felt in a narrative show with a picture in your head of somebody that you never did know. You put them all in a box and you leave them there, cinnamon roll. But all the money in the world is never gonna you.
Cinnamon Road, recorded live at FUV. Just part of my conversation with Shawn Colvin, along with special guest John Leventhal. For the complete interview and many other exclusive performances, head to our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides,
Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.